we had three key findings from the survey. Basically, that employees' perception of ethical culture does directly relate to their level of engagement. Two, that when you have engaged employees, it actually reduces the ethics risk because they are reacting to ethical misconduct. And that three, that ethics and compliance officers have a vested interest in any human resources efforts to increase employee engagement, because increased employee engagement helps to, in turn, reduce that ethics risk.
So before we, and I want to delve into those in a minute here, but talk to me what an ethical environment is. What are we talking about?
What we're talking about here is that the fact that you have an environment where compliance is the norm, where you actually have an environment whereby that ethics and commitment to ethics is ingrained within the values and belief system of the organization.
And so, does that become part of the mission statement, or how do you measure that? Do you have something where you do actually measure that? Do you have, I don't know, so what? How do you essentially ensure that that is part of your culture?
Well, you know, it is not necessarily about the mission statement per se, but it definitely is about culture and a culture of ethical leadership. And I'm not talking about leadership from a leadership from a positional authority perspective. What I'm talking about is everyone, all the way down to the lowest levels of the organization, understanding what their roles and responsibilities are as it relates to ethics, compliance, and enforcement, more on the compliance side, but that everybody has a role to play in order to ensure that there is an environment of strong, healthy ethics within the organization.
And so do you have some kind of way that, should an organization have some kind of way that they measure that? Seems like it's hard to measure, kind of.
It would be hard to measure, and really the primary way is, unfortunately, reactionary. That's probably part of the problem, right? That you is usually measured by how many things go wrong.
Right. You actually measure how many problems you don't have.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's walk through a couple of these, and you talked about engagement and having an ethical environment improves people's engagement, their belief in the organization. Talk a little bit about what that means and what the connection between these two things is.
Well, you know, the more that you have employees engaged, the more likely your employees are to go that extra mile to ensure that you're executing to the mission of the organization. These are the employees that go above and beyond the call of duty, and this is not just about extrinsic motivation, meaning how they're rewarded, but more about intrinsic motivation, their dedication to the purpose, the mission of the organization, and making sure that they're serving their customers, or in the case of the government, their constituents appropriately. So in the case of ethics, the more likely that you have an environment that where ethics is at its core, you actually see increased employee engagement, whereas if you see a good deal of ethical misconduct, you see lesser employee engagement. And that's a problem, because those employees that are not engaged, those are the ones that will be least likely to report misconduct. And that's natural, right? Why in the world would I report something if I already know that my management or my supervisors won't pay attention to it anyway?
As if they don't care, almost.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if they have that engagement, you say it reduces those ethical lapses. So this is almost the flip side of that coin. If you pay attention to this stuff, you have less problems, fewer problems.
Exactly, because at this point now we are helping to monitor each other, that we're all acting in according with whatever our ethics are purported to be in our ethics documentation.
And third one was?
It was basically that, you know, ethics and compliance officers within organizations, they have, you know, most of the time HR officers are the ones that are concerned about employee engagement, but that ethics and compliance officers have a vested interest in HR organizations increasing employee engagement, because that only helps them in making sure that you have engaged employees that are actively helping to reduce ethics risks.
And what can folks do to create this culture, this environment where ethics are a priority?
Well, you know, one of the things is ethics should not be separate and apart from your core business values, in what you say that the company believes in. Once you separate them, it makes it that much harder for people to see them as relevant in their day-to-day lives. The second thing is,
I'm sorry, I'm sounding a bit obtuse, but is this just stuff like you don't steal from the coffee pot or stuff like that, or are we talking about broad things in the federal space? You know, you don't steer a contract to somebody, or
right.
Everything under the is the answer to that? Yes, it's all that stuff.
It's all that stuff. It's all of that stuff. Now, of course, in the federal government space, there are 14 general principles that most, at least in the standards of the ethical conduct for employees in the executive branch, there are 14 general principles. But you know, I would wager that if we're talking about broadly about ethics, that it even goes down to the lowest level of not stealing from the coffee pot, because even that could be considered if you have enough instances of that you know, actually contributing to that's a loss of the taxpayer dollars.
And it feels like, I mean, goodness knows, in the federal government, there's a lot of oversight and a lot of people watching. And we always hear about waste, fraud, and abuse, and people pay a lot of attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And at least my perspective is that it ends up causing people to almost second guess. They don't try a lot. It almost creates to this culture where people are afraid to try things because we don't allow people to fail at all. It seems like there's a difference between failure, making a mistake, and being unethical.
Well, you know, I think that part of the problem is that, you know, especially if you're talking about non-supervisory employees, they're always looking, they are expecting that someone is watching them, and no one has bothered to say, here's what your role is in helping us to address this. I am not the one being watched per se, but I'm an active participant in helping us to have an environment of ethical compliance within my organization. And how can I, proactively help with that?
How do you do kind of compare and contrast? Do you have a sense as to whether the federal government gets this either more or less than the private sector?
You know, I don't think that it's a more or less. I would say that within the federal government, it's easier to take it for granted because it is inherently, as you take on a position within the federal government, that's a position of public trust.
Right.
And so you come in the door and you have your annual training, and it's just understood that, you know, of course that you're supposed to be acting within the best interest of the general public, and that implies that you're in an ethical environment. So it's a lot easier to become complacent within my mind.